Hi everyone, I'm James Fox, founder of Fox Woodworking in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, and I'd like to welcome you to the season premiere of Season 2 of Pro Cabinet Maker, a podcast produced by the Cabinet Makers Association. Each month, we'll chat with some outstanding industry professionals about the issues and challenges impacting their businesses, as well as success stories to inspire. My guest today is Jenny Reed, Project and Marketing Manager with Designs of Distinction by Brownwood Incorporated in Chicago. I'm looking forward to the discussion. Welcome to the podcast, Jenny.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Great. I think we're going to talk today about the Kitchen and Bath Show out in Las Vegas that just happened at the end of February. It's formerly called DCW, Design and Construction Week. It's composed of the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, KBIS, and the International Builders Show, IBS. From time to time, they'll have other groups in there, but I think that it focuses on KBIS and IBS. Now, Jenny, you presented at KBIS. You had a booth with your company.
Yeah, we did. So we had a booth in the North Hall, and we were featuring different trending components as of late. So we had camber, we had decorative grill, we had our new designer Drip Edge. It made its first trade show debut. And we showed metallic trim, bistro shelving, few other trending components as of late. Also, while we were there, I had the ability to walk around and see the other booths and go over to the IBIS side, which is always interesting to see what's happening on the other end of things rather than just the kitchen and bath side.
That's true. The show really offers quite a bit more than just cabinets, or as one former CMA member used to tell me, lots of toilets.
There's so many toilets. Yeah. You were there as well this year, yeah?
Yes. And compared to other woodworking shows that our CMA members are more familiar with, what are some of the things that, you know, the general ideas that you find different about KBIS versus some of the other shows?
Sure. KBIS offers many different things than the other woodworking shows, like the International Woodworking Fair, which is this year in August, which we will also be exhibiting there. But at KBIS, you see a lot more design trends, especially trends that are coming over from Europe, which typically make their way into our American kitchen and bath design a year, maybe 2-3 years after it comes over from Europe. So you're able to get a heads up on what's coming down the pipeline and what we're probably going to see in the next couple of years. There's also a lot more, quote unquote, pretty or trending components and materials at KBIS versus the newest machinery and technology you might find at IWF. Another thing that you're going to find at KBIS is cabinetry innovations. There's all sorts of different hinges and things like that, but you'll also find new drawer styles, new features of cabinetry, such as lighting or electrical outlets and things like that. There's a lot of different appliance innovations. This year, it was interesting to see the pop of color in appliances, as well as the booth displays and the setup of their different fixtures. For example, I saw a new GE stove, and their newest color was this matte teal. It was so pretty. So I'm not sure if that's something that you'd really see at IWF. Another thing you'll find at KBIS versus the other shows is a lot more about residential construction. Some other shows, for example, HD Expo, is a lot more hospitality oriented. In KBIS, you'll find a lot of the residential construction trends, machinery, tooling, all of that. As far as the trending components, for example, we do not show or have the same booth for IWF as we do for KBIS, even if it's in the same year. If you're seeing us at IWF, you're not seeing all of the things that we had at KBIS too. So that's my opinion on what KBIS offers versus other woodworking shows. But what do you think about that?
No, I agree. I think you hit all the real high points on that. It's definitely, obviously, it's much more of a design-focused event. Most of the attendees, especially on the kitchen and bath side, are NKBA members, ASID, Association of Interior Designers. A number of closet people are there for all kinds of closet inserts, hanging things, and all kinds of new things like that. So yeah, definitely more design than construction oriented as far as the cabinetry goes.
Especially on KBIS side, the International Builder Show, IBIS, it coincides with KBIS. They're held at the same time at the same place. And so you really get a wide variety of insight into construction, home building, kitchens, baths, closets, like you said. And I don't think that's really something that you see at other woodworking shows.
No, that's true. You don't get much of the builder's side of this, like the, which is weird because a lot of our suppliers of, say, plywood are often at these shows, like Roseburg and place and companies like that are here, but they're usually focused more on the construction side. So like sheathing and the multi-strand lumber and timber and things like that. But it's nice as a cabinet maker to see that, just because it's like seeing the underlying structure of what we're putting our cabinets on. So it's always kind of fun to work with that and to see how we can interact with all that construction side when we're meeting with contractors and builders and so forth. It's always nice to have a familiarity. But one thing that keeps growing since COVID is the attendance at KBiz and the Builders Show. This year, I think, was even more crowded than before.
Yeah, I believe this year was like the biggest turnout they've ever seen. So I don't have all the statistics on iBiz, but I can tell you that KBiz was the busiest they've ever seen.
Yeah, I know when I was there, I actually stopped by your booth, but everyone was busy and your booth was pretty packed. And then
Yeah. Went
around, looked at a few things and moved on.
We were jam-packed pretty much all throughout the show until day three in the afternoon. Then things finally slowed down a little bit.
And just for everyone who isn't familiar, there's only 3 days of the show, not like IWF and AWFS, and there are 4 days, but KBiz and this show is only three. I know from before COVID, they were usually pretty well attended. And then, of course, COVID kind of killed everything. And then I think coming out of COVID, they tried a couple virtual events that didn't go so well. The software just wasn't really up to it when it happened. But since they kicked off their in-person shows again, things have really picked up and stayed really busy with more and more people coming every year. And we had been talking a little earlier that were some of the reasons why these shows are so busy now. In my mind, I think a big part of it is with everyone being so busy and people are doing well financially and they can afford to take a few days and go spend the money and go to the show and keep up with these things.
Yeah. So what's interesting is during COVID, right when it first started here at Designs of Distinction, we had a very steep drop off. Like all of a sudden phones weren't ringing. No emails were coming in. And I would say between 6 weeks to 2 to 3 months after the initial steep drop off, we had a very steep pickup in business a few months later when everybody realized they wanted to redo their home interiors because they were at home all the time. I'm sure alongside with your business as a cabinet maker, you saw kind of what we saw, a drop off. And then all of a sudden, everybody wants to redo all of their cabinetry and their bathrooms and things like that. They want to make home a more comfortable place to be since they were going to be home all the time. And similar to what you were saying about kind of people having a little bit more money in their pockets these days, once the whole industry got through the backlog of whether it was your components that weren't showing up or lumber was not available, or it was 3-4 times as much as it was pre-COVID, we got into this new normal now. And with the increase in business and getting back to, like I said, the new normal, I think more people, whether it be designers, cabinet makers, builders, all of that, they have the time finally this year to say, okay, I can take a few days off, along with having, like you said, a little bit more money in their pocket from this backlog of projects that are kind of wrapping up now. So I think that one of the reasons this show was so busy is because people had the opportunity to come. They felt safe going with the downgrade from COVID being a pandemic to just being an illness. And I think also along with that, with the new trends and remodeling in the last few years, I think people are really looking for that new, latest and greatest, whether it be component, material, design, or whatever. I think we're getting back into having the time and the money to explore these things.
Yeah, that's really true. And in addition to that, I think these kind of shows in general, it's just really great to have everything in one place. You don't have to go to separate showrooms and track things down. It's all there and you can get it all done in one stop for the most part. And on a personal note, I just like having a break in the middle of winter. getting away from the shop, and I'm near Philadelphia, so it's nice to get away from the low temperatures and head out to Vegas when it's like in the 50s and 60s. It's maybe even the same for a couple of days. It's nice.
I totally agree. Coming from Chicago, there's times where we have several months where the sun doesn't show in the winter. So even it's nice having those warmer temperatures, but for me, seeing the sun in the middle of February is just amazing.
So the show itself, for people who aren't as, who haven't paid as much attention, this year's show, there was a total attendance of 117,000 people, according to the reported numbers. The KBIS registrants were around 41,500, and the International Builders Show registrations were around 76,000. Altogether, they had 2,400 exhibitors, and they filled all of the halls at Las Vegas. It was the West Hall, the North Hall, South Hall, and the Central Hall.
In addition to filling all the halls, there's also outdoor exhibits. They block off a good portion of the parking lot for the outdoor exhibit. So yeah, it's very big. By the end of the day, I've had 35,000 steps. So yeah, and it is nice to see it all in one place.
And for a comparison for our CMA members who've been to the AWFS show, at the AWFS show, I wasn't able to find any numbers of actual attendees, but that show only used the West Hall, that single hall, and had 608 exhibitors. Just a rough idea of this, the KBIS show is four times as big. So it's a big show. I guess one of my complaints sometimes is it's only 3 days, and that can be tough to get around everything.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, the show itself will be in Vegas next year, and then it'll be in Orlando in 2026. But then it comes back to Vegas for the next 3 years until 2030. And it's entirely possible at some point that it'll only be in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we were hearing from the KBIS production show event management crew that KBIS IBIS has outgrown any other convention center in the United States. So Las Vegas is the only one that can handle the volume of the show. It's interesting to note that here in Chicago, we have the McCormick Place, and it could host KBIS and IBIS, but nobody wants to come to Chicago in February.
That's always a problem. And I have to say, even with all those people, it was crowded in the halls from time to time, especially at certain booths. But outside of the area, it was still easy to get around. I find it fairly easy to get around Las Vegas.
Yeah, since they've completed construction on the monorail, it's really easy to get from any hotel on the Strip or just off the Strip to the convention center because the monorail has a stop right there at the convention center. So yeah, I agree. It's pretty easy to get around Vegas. Vegas can handle the volume of people that attend the show. And there's plenty to do. There's good food to eat. Obviously, you can take advantage of the gambling and things like that. But yeah, it's a busy week. But unless you're in the midst of the show, it doesn't feel that overwhelming. So you'd think it would be stressful with this giant show to go in and try to navigate around it. But it does seem like there's plenty of room for everybody. And it's not quite as overwhelming as one might think.
No, not at all. I've now been to Vegas probably over a dozen times. And I never thought I'd go there once. But with going to trade shows, I've been there a lot. And it's nice. It's easy. If you're not on the Strip, it's easy to get around and do things. And it's a nice place.
Absolutely. In fact, I stayed in Vegas for the weekend that followed, and we went to a NASCAR race. And it was so fun. It was a totally new experience outside of the Strip and the lights and the gambling of Vegas. And yeah, there's plenty to do. And it was very affordable.
Yeah, that's too. Aside from like the restaurants on the Strip, outside of there, it's like any normal town. Price-wise, it's really not drastic. As far as some of the other reasons I like to go are they have a lot of seminars, the kitchen and bath side and the builder side. And a lot of them are applicable to those of us in the cabinet industry who often are designing projects and kitchens and so forth and so on. Some of the ones this year were lighting seminars, client management, interaction, some of the ways to deal with clients. Was project management. I think that's a few of those on the builder side and appliance selection, education, I think up to date on new appliances.
Yeah, there's plenty of seminars, not just on product and client management, things like that. There's also a lot of seminars on how to use, for example, social media and business. There's seminars on photography, how to get the best shot of your work and what people are looking for in those images. There's seminars on how or why you should update your website or get a website, things like that. So there's a lot more than just the learning within the industry. There's seminars on outreach and how to get yourself out there and known in the business.
Yeah, they do a good job with that. Even with I'm on the local NKBA chapter, and even locally, the NKBA does a lot of that. But having it all there at the show is really nice. And I believe I've been on the local chapter board for a few years, so I haven't looked, but I believe you buy these passes like per day as opposed to per seminar.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how that works, but I will say, just keep in mind that as an exhibitor, we get a promo code to give to people like you so that they can get into the exhibitor hall for free. Now, if you want to attend the seminars, there is an extra fee for that, but just everybody keep in mind that come early January of next year, we'll have a promo code for those who want to get into the exhibitor hall for free. You don't have to really put up that money if you were to get the promo codes from exhibitors like us.
Yeah, I like those things. As someone in the industry, it always nags me that they have an entry fee for a place where they want to sell me a bunch of stuff. But I get it. I think it's mostly to keep out the non-serious people. So you just have people wandering in off the street. But
yeah, they want to keep consumers out. You don't want people who are like, oh, I'm going to remodel my house. Let me go to KBiz. Because it really is for trade professionals in the industry. Obviously, consumers can walk the show and all of that. But besides a couple of exhibitors that I know of, most sell business to business only. So you're getting insight into things that your clients can't purchase directly. That boosts your sales.
And it's true. Like for most of our big shows, almost all of the vendors, you can usually contact them and get yourself a free pass.
Yeah, definitely. And there is, when you sign up for the free pass, I'm not exactly sure, we'll have to review this come registration time next year. But when you get a free promo code, you have to register as, there's a specific type of registration that you can use the promo code to get in for free.
Well, as an NKBA member, we can all sign up. I think they open registration in September or October. And if you sign up in the first month or two as an NKBA member, your show floor is free. Hopefully the seminars, but
exactly. Yeah.
As the owner of the company and the only person in the company, it's an easy decision for me who's going to go to the show. But who do you think in a larger company, what members of the company do you think benefit most from going to this show?
First of all, design's a distinction here at Brownwood. There's less than 15 employees here, and that includes all of the front office and the warehouse employees. So we're a pretty small business. And as far as designs of distinction goes, it's really 3 to 4 people that manage that brand and run it from start to finish. So just keeping that in mind, when we go to KBiz and we get our 20 by 20 booth, which is very small in comparison to some of the other booths, that consumes our entire 6 to 8 months of building and designing just that 20 by 20 booth. So anyway, I think people who should attend KBiz, like cabinet makers like yourself, even if you're a one-man show, seeing and putting it in the back of your mind, the different colors that you're going to see, the different finishes of whether it be a wax finish on wood or a metallic finish on something else, you're going to be able to keep that all in the back of your head so that when you go to design your next project and the client says, I want the trendiest stuff, you will have that in the back of your head of what you just saw. I think that obviously interior designers, architects, engineers, anybody who's in construction, designing, remodeling, all of that, you're going to find what you need no matter what you're looking for. It's all there. As far on the builder's side, you can find your tooling and technology, and you can find software solutions. You can find marketing solutions. You can find literally anything that you can think of in the residential construction industry. It's going to be all right there.
I think for most shops, it would be basically the front office crowd. as opposed to the shop floor crowd.
Definitely. From our side, we bring our VP, Kathy Constantine, and she is the creator, the brainchild behind Designs of Distinction. She thought up this brand and started it in 1998, which is really cool that we're almost at 30 years of a brand that could have easily been killed off by the 2008.
It's a disaster for sure.
Yeah. So we bring Kathy, our VP. I go as project and marketing. And we have to have people in the booth to stand and educate people who come in and want to learn about our product. So I go, our business development manager goes, our contract sales associate goes. And then we usually bring two additional people, and that would be Doug and Ladina Teeples. Doug is our renderer and does all of our drawings and 3D models and things like that. And so actually, he's pretty knowledgeable about what we do here at Designs of Distinction and is able to help everybody just as well as we can. And then Ladina, his wife, she comes in, and by day, she's a hairstylist. So she knows how to talk to everybody and keep them in the booth until we can get to them. There's been times where we've brought perhaps a customer service representative just so they can get their mind around the industry and the people that they pick up the phone and talk to. And then we sometimes bring our warehouse person because he does a lot of the building of the booth, right? So we get ideas on how to display our components differently, whether that be building out a wall or building an entire vanity or cabinet. And so it's helpful for us to bring him sometimes as the person behind the scenes who makes sure that everything is stable before we put stuff on walls and things like that. So typically, yeah, I would say your owners, your designers of the company, people who are just interested in the latest and the greatest trends, technology, software, all of that. Whether you're a project or a product manager, this is a place to be.
Sure. So for people who do want to head out there at some point, you can just go and walk the show up and down the aisles and soak it all in, which isn't bad. But to get the most out of it, throughout the year, I tend to take various notes on things, whether it be appliance issues or hardware things or anything like that. And as I walk the show and come across the various booths that would pertain to these questions, I make sure I get them answered on the way. Because it is a relatively short show. And if you want to see everything, it's hard to, say, skip something and plan to come back.
Yeah, I would say the way you're going to get the most out of CAVA is to go in with a little bit of a plan. You leave that third day to walk up and down the aisles in the halls. But I would say to get the most out of it, before you go, take a look at the exhibitor list and take a look at the different products that those exhibitors are putting out and try to hit those specific booths in the first day or two. With the seminars and all of that, there's so much to learn that if you're going to do those seminars, you want to have that in on your schedule and your calendar so that it will reduce the time that you have to see all the exhibitors. Going in with a plan is, I think, the best way to get the most out of it.
And you said that you had some chance to walk around the show. I know I did. And what were some of the things that kind of caught your eye this year?
Sure. This year, what I noticed more than anything in past years is color. And it wasn't just bold colors. It was a lot of soft pastel tone, a lot of what I would consider like a vintage color scheme. You saw a lot of dusty pink, but a lot of avocado green, things like that. There was a lot of satin brass and gold finishes. So whether that be on an appliance or on a handle. And there were quite a few also like matte black hardware and appliance finishes. And what was really interesting is it's not all one finish. So on the same appliance, you might see 2 to 3 different finishes versus what you might have seen 10 years ago where the entire appliance is stainless steel. Now you have a stainless steel appliance with black knobs and satin brass accents somewhere along those lines. What was really exciting for us as a wood products company, that's our bread and butter, is columns, corbels, moldings, fun feet, things like that. It was really exciting to see wood making a comeback, and not just the tight grained woods that you would paint, but very grainy textured woods naturally, like a white oak and a walnut. They're grainy, they're textured. It was nice to see that. Timber was huge. It was everywhere, whether it be on a cabinet panel or wrapping around some type of base or as a wall covering. It was all over the place. And that was really exciting for us. Again, there's this new trendy wood component. When was the last time that a wood component was trending?
Even the stone makers now have essentially like a timber
version. Yeah, they do. Another thing that was exciting was with those stone makers and seeing the texture that they're putting on the slab. You can't go wrong with mixed materials. There used to be a point where you couldn't mix brass and chrome, but you can now, and you can make it look classy, trendy with the mixed materials. Like I said, there was a lot of color. There was color in cabinetry. There was color in appliances, toilets, baths, all over the place. It was a very beautiful show. There were a lot of like drawers and cabinetries. Everything is soft close, toilets even, ovens and things like that. It obviously that's where consumer taste is going, is with this soft close, appliances, cabinetry, and all of that. And the other two trends go hand in hand that I noticed, and that's the incorporation of organic and biophilic design along with sustainability. So it's becoming very clear that consumers, homeowners, they're very concerned with the materials that you're using to build whatever they need. They're not always concerned with the cheapest option. They might be more concerned with a mid-grade option that has a lot more sustainability. The company has more sustainability practices and policies versus things like that. So there were natural elements everywhere, whether that be wood and stone or plant and greenery. It was a very beautiful show. I would like to know what you saw in terms of trends coming from your cabinet maker perspective.
You really ran down a good list. And as far as cabinets in particular, you know, we're definitely seem to move away more from the basic white and gray. Green was a big color in the cabinets this year. That's for sure.
Yeah. And it was all different shades of green. Like I said, that avocado green, hunter green, sage green, grass green, like green everywhere and many different shades and tones.
The other thing was lighting everywhere. In cabinets behind doors, in drawers, along the sides of shelves. The shelves with the lighting in them, then they're still adjustable, but they make contact with the conductor in the shelf, and you can move them wherever, but they'll stay lit. That's really nice.
Yeah, I think the ambient lighting, it's been around, but people are, like we mentioned previously, there's a lot of people who are spending more time at home, regardless of if they were affected by COVID or not. A lot more people are just spending more time at home, and they are looking for soft ambient lighting that isn't harsh on the eyes, and it makes the entire room look higher end, whether or not it was really designed that way, with the nice ambient and indirect lighting, not just lighting on the ceiling.
Yeah, so that pretty much covers everything I wanted to go over. I guess one of my overall final thoughts is the kitchen and bath show is just a more, refined, colorful. There's a lot that's opposed to, say, IWF or AWFS. There's some more flair. You have chefs in the booths making hors d'oeuvres, serving drinks. And when we go to IWF, there's usually maybe a bowl of candy on the counter, and that's about it.
Yeah, so, another reason to go to KBiz is every booth has giveaways, and they're always good. So what I do every year is I stock up on my canvas tote bag. Here in Chicago, we don't use plastic bags anymore. We have to pay for even paper bags. So every year I go and stock up on those. I get some new pens. I get some tape measures, coasters, things like that. So if nothing else, you're going to walk away with a lot of free merchandise.
That's so true.
For me, I'm enlightened every year on the newest technology in smart appliances. And there was one thing that was awesome was there's this countertop. All you do is you set your phone on it and it charges. So like brand new things like that, that for me, I never considered even the possibility of that.
Yeah, it's always great to see the new possibilities. So thanks again for joining us, Jenny. And thanks to everyone for listening to this episode of Pro Cabinet Maker. Join us each month as we discuss trends that impact the woodworking industry. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And if you'd like more information about the Cabinet Makers Association, be sure to visit us online at cabinetmakers.org. See you next time.